Everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on Reform United Kingdom, the most popular party in the United Kingdom, according to opinion polls. Many people think going to form the next government of the UK, led by Nigel Farage as Prime Minister, who's been in politics since 1992, certainly as a campaigner, 1999 as a public representative in the European Parliament, first of all, ironically enough, and finally in the Parliament of the United Kingdom, about 14th time lucky. Many of the opponents of Reform UK are saying it's fascist. They hear this rhetoric out of your party, the Green Party, even people in the Labour Party. I don't think the Liberal Democrats, maybe some people in the SNP, but it is preposterous. Now, Reform UK should be subjected to robust scrutiny and should be heavily criticised. I castigate it all the time. There's a lot that's wrong with Reform UK. I have never been a member of Reform United Kingdom. I have never voted for Reform UK. I've never attended a single meeting of Reform UK. I have met Nigel Farage a few times. Last time was about 4 years ago. So that's it. I did have some admiration for him in the old days. I think he's gone wrong. His rhetoric's increasingly unpalatable and misguided. There are people in this party who say racist things. So I'm troubled by some of the rhetoric. The policies are undesirable and unworkable. I don't want to take away indefinite leave to remain from millions of people, or even a significant number of people, from almost nobody. So people who've lived in the United Kingdom for decades, some cases even been born in the UK, married to British citizens, the parents of British citizens who've made a tremendous contribution to their community in many cases, who've done nothing wrong to be booted out. That's preposterous. Net zero immigration, non-essential, that is, they say. Even Reform UK tacitly acknowledge some immigration is crucial, and so forth. So it's not going to happen. It's preposterous. It would be bad news if they won it, and they're anti-environmental, and so forth. So where they want to cut down the civil service, to deregulate, I mean, that does appeal to me. Though I was a Brexiteer, I'm not a complete headbanger. I'm not against cooperation per se. The United Kingdom rejoined the Erasmus programme. I give a cautious welcome to that. You see how you can, all these benefits you can enjoy outside the European Union. I'm a little bit circumspect because is this stealthily trying to lead the UK back into the European Union, as some Labour politicians, David Lammy, have now openly said that they wish to do? All right, I don't doubt his legal right to do so. So Reform UK is demagogic. Is bad news. I want them to lose. I'm going to vote against them. They're promising the earth. They are welfarist, economic populist, and so forth. Seen as so-called right wing, but in some ways left wing economically. So immigration is not always terrible, and so forth. Highlighting sex crimes only when allegedly committed or actually committed by immigrants, legal or illegal. Don't care about sex crimes per se if it's committed by a British citizen. Particularly a white one, they don't seem to mind. They never complain about that. So there's something deeply wrong about them. But this is why they're not fascistic. I mean, they're not an ethno-nationalist party. They're open to people of all races. They've got non-white people in prominent positions like Ben Habib and Zia Yusuf, both of whom are Muslims, by the way. What else? So they are civic nationalists, not ethno-nationalists. So that they're not anti-democratic. They're not against pluralism. They don't seek to outlaw any of the political parties. Is the far left wants to outlaw them, calling them racist and fascist and blah, blah, blah. So these are not terms to be bandied about lightly. They have a proper definition. It can't just be, I don't like you. You mustn't hurl this branding or reproach against people who don't deserve it. It becomes a boy who cried wolf scenario. By falsely calling people fascists, no one will believe you when a real fascist comes along. So they don't want to deprive people of citizenship or right of abode on the ground of ethnicity or religion. So they don't adulate violence. They don't seek to go to war. If anything, they're more pacific. They were reluctant to aid Ukraine on the basis it might lead to war against Russia. I'm also worried about how they parroted some of the Kremlin's propaganda in the old days. Not so much now, thankfully. So, you know, Farage has not been to Moscow since the war began. The leaders of other political European political parties, other European countries like Hungary, have visited Moscow since Russia invaded Ukraine and so forth. So they don't have this cult of the personality. Farage has been their leader for some time. He only took over again last year. He was leading the UKIP for only a relatively brief period of history, and when it was in the United Kingdom Independence Party. So there's not this cult of personality around him. You're allowed to criticise him. And people do, and he has blazing rows with other people. So there's no Farage youth. so people recognize his fallibility. And so if anything, they want to reduce the size of the state. They've got some libertarian leanings. They want broader freedom of expression and so forth. Now, you could say that they are trying to undermine checks and balances in as much as they want to hobble the judiciary, which they say there's a kritarchy. To some extent, they're correct. The judiciary is overmighty, treating law as an alternative to politics, as though judges can never get it wrong, as though they're always a political, independent, neutral, and so forth. Well, I think we need to decanonize judges. They are not flawless. So they're not against the root of law. But their desire to reform the judiciary, I have mixed feelings about that. And so we go on. So they're not trying to outlaw dissent. It's really their opponents which are trying to criminalize dissent. So they don't want to stop other demonstrations, political parties. They've not suggested that the media, the enemy of the people, that sort of Trumpist rhetoric. And again, I find it worrying and unpalatable the way they have lauded Trump. I'm a day one abominator of Donald J. Trump. Okay, so they don't want to control the media. If anything, most of the media is hostile to them, but they're not trying to pass any law to prevent that. So they're not into blind obedience. They're not into hierarchy. If anything, they're a party of the working class. So they're not trying to suppress women. Obviously, they got the first woman as an MP. And for a relatively new party to have 20% of their parliamentary delegation female, that's quite high. I mean, I know it's not compared to most parties, it's close to 50%, but for a infant party, it's a lot. So they've got no objection to women being any role. Some of them are outspoken admirers of Maggie Thatcher, even Liz Truss, not so much Theresa May, three women as president. So they don't object to women pursuing any educational course, any career, being positions of power, and so forth. They often say that they there want to protect women, though that might be a somewhat bad faith argument. So they're not trying to impose gender roles or things like that. Now, they do engage in some intemperate rhetoric about immigration, both legal and illegal. So that is worrying. And they don't subject themselves to or subscribe to conspiracy theories, so far as I know. And they have a racist definition of ethnicity. They don't want a corporate state. They're not trying to outlaw trade unions or anything like that. Some are members of trade unions. Okay, so they're not trying to take away people's private property. They're not remotely anti-Semitic, which fascists almost always are, and so forth. So they're not saying that they think that bribery is okay. What else? So they don't want militarism, and they do want to beef up the armed forces, but Farage said to use it very, very sparingly indeed, only when absolutely unnecessary. And most of those MPs in it now were against the liberation of Iraq in 2003, were often against the intervention in Afghanistan. I mean, I was in favor of both. Maybe I'm wrong. But you can't say that they want wars of aggression. So they don't believe in intimidation. And indeed, they suffer it from the far left, from the anti-democratic forces. They're against the surveillance state. They don't like politicized policing when it's really just about harassing right wingers. They're not saying they should declare a state of emergency or anything of that nature. OK, so that's why they don't they're not fascists. Now, you might think that they partly tick a few of the items on the checklist. That could be true of other political parties as well. But it's important that people don't resort to hyperbole. You use reasoned and temperate, accurate language rather than traducing them like this. So no more calumniation of this party, Reform UK. Aspersions have been cast upon them. They've constantly defamed, and that's unjust. Right. But as I say, oppose Reform UK. I will always cast my ballot against them. And I said it last year. I'm very, very glad I'm not a member. Every time they open their mouths, it reinforces my happiness that I'm not a member of that party and have never been a supporter of that party. I am an opponent of Reform UK. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.